After the forest fire had been extinguished, Krishna and Balaram returned to Vrindavana with their friends, the cows and the calves. The village rang with songs of wonder, and the cowherd families felt deep peace under the Lord's protection. Season by season, the land remained beautiful, and now summer arrived. In many places, summer heat is hard, yet in Vrindavana it felt gentle, almost like spring, because Krishna and Balaram lived there. Lakes shone with lotuses, breezes carried cool spray from waterfalls, and the Yamuna's waves touched the shore with a soft freshness. Birds sang, bees hummed, and peacocks danced in the green groves. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, entered the forest with his flute, accompanied by Balaram, the cowherd boys, and the cows. They walked among newly grown leaves and flowered branches that looked like peacock feathers. The boys sang and danced, played buffalo horns, clapped their hands, and praised Krishna's dancing. Sometimes they wrestled in friendly contests. Sometimes they played catch with forest fruits, or imitated deer and birds, or swung beneath the trees. They tended the cows as they went, filling Pandiravana with laughter and play. While they enjoyed these pastimes, a demon named Pralambasura entered their company, wishing to carry away Balaram and Krishna. Although Krishna played as a cowherd boy, he is the supreme personality of Godhead and understood everything. Outwardly, he welcomed the newcomer as a friend. "Oh, my dear friend," he said, "it is very good that you have come to take part in our pastimes." Then Krishna called the boys together and proposed that they play in pairs. Some took Krishna's side and some took Balaram's side. The rule was clear and fair. Those who lost would carry the winners on their backs as a horse carries its master. So they played and tended the cows as they moved through the forest. The party of Balaram, accompanied by Shridham and Vrishabha, came out victorious. Krishna's party had to carry them. The Supreme Lord himself, being defeated in the game, carried Shridham on his back. Bhadrasena carried Vrishabha. Imitating their play, Pralambasura, still looking like an ordinary cowherd boy, carried Balaram on his back. The demon was strong, yet he had calculated that Krishna was the most powerful among the boys. To avoid Krishna's company, he hurried away with Balaram, carrying him farther and farther from the others. Soon the burden of carrying Balaram became too great for the demon, and he assumed his real form. He appeared vast and fierce, decorated with a golden helmet and earrings, his eyes blazing and his mouth flashing sharp teeth. At first, Balaram was surprised. Then, with a clear mind, he understood that this was a demon intending to harm him. Immediately, Balaram struck the demon's head with his strong fist, as Indra strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt. Pralambasura fell defeated. When he fell, the sound was tremendous, like a great hill collapsing. All the boys then rushed to the spot. Astonished and filled with love, they praised Balaram, crying, "Well done, well done!" They embraced him with great affection, as if he had returned from the brink of danger, and they offered blessings and congratulations. The demigods in the heavenly planets became very satisfied and showered flowers upon Balaram's transcendental body, offering their own blessings for his victory over the great demon Pralambasura. In this way, Krishna and Balaram protected their friends. The cowherd boys learned again that danger may come disguised as friendship, yet the Lord's strength is greater than any plot. They returned toward their play and their cows with grateful hearts, remembering Balaram's calm courage and Krishna's watchful love. When we stay close to Krishna and Balaram, we are never alone, and true friendship is found under their protection. The boys had not expected such a sudden danger in the middle of an ordinary game. One moment they were laughing as winners rode on the backs of friends, The next, Balaram was far away, and a demon stood revealed. Yet Balaram did not panic. His fist was firm, his mind was clear, and his purpose was only to protect. When the flowers fell from the sky, the cowherd boys understood that even the demigods rejoice when the Lord defends his devotees. Krishna, who had welcomed the stranger and arranged the paired play, had never lost sight of his friend's safety. In Vrindavana, summer play and divine protection live side by side. Children hearing this story can remember to play fairly, keep good company, and call on Krishna and Balaram when something feels wrong. The forest returned to its songs, the cows continued grazing, and the boy's praise of Balaram became another treasured memory of how the Lord saves those who stay near him.